The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
What's going on? I am Brant, and Sherry is here too. She's awesome. Did you see this couple? I was trying to think whether we should talk about this or not.
Mm-hmm.
He's 89. Mm-hmm. She's 85.
Okay.
And they live at the border of... She's in Denmark. He's in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And the border's closed. But they're... He is sweet on her and vice versa.
Okay.
So they've been meeting together at the border every day, talking over the... Is that sad or is it sweet?
That's sweet.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
When you get a little older and you're single, it's just always a ray of hope.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to share a heartwarming story, and it was. I did it. Your heart is warmed. You can thank me for that with that really good story that I was doubting a little bit. If you're looking for something new to do in your current quarantine situation or whatever routine you're in right now, you may want to do this. There's a devotional now on a YouVersion app of the Bible thing, app thing, The Truth About Us, and it's from my book. It's a devotional.
Very nice.
Thank you. I'm excited about that, but it's free, by the way. I'm not selling anything. And by the way, I also feel little trace of guilt.
Why?
Because I've always been horrible with anything called a devotional.
And now you're going to ship it out here
and
to
I'm,
us.
Now I'm ladling this on you. Here's something you guys ought to. I've always beaten myself up. I mean, as a believer.
I don't think that's everybody's thing, though.
I know. You're right.
Yeah.
And I've reached that point, but it was well into my adult life.
I understand why.
I was like, you know what? Because you get raised a certain way. Like, you have to do this. And it's a lot more free now. And I'm praying a lot more now. And I feel like I'm growing now. But I've never really been good with devotionals. But here's one for you guys. So I hope you enjoy it. Yeah, at least you guys get on that. Yeah, people got some moxie. You got to salute the moxie of the people.
Okay.
See this petition? Mm-mm. People demanding free Netflix? They're demanding.
Well, that is.
It's time, because of the situation that we're in.
You must give us your service for
free. You need to provide this for free.
That is moxie.
There's like 100,000 signatures on this.
Of course, yes. So. Thoughts on that, Brant Hanson?
Well... What I was thinking is, during this time, we will make an offer to you.
Oh, okay.
Our podcast, free.
Yes, for free.
You can download it free.
Sign a petition.
Right now.
We're already offering.
While we're all going through this quarantine thing, we're going to make it free. So if you're interested, it's the Brant and Sherry Oddcast.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have to tell you, Netflix isn't going to do that.
No, they're not. And because they put a lot of thought and effort into what they're doing. And our podcast, though, is right there. It is for free all the time. Okay, so here is the question, and we got a ton of responses to this. If you're an essential worker right now, what can we do, the rest of us, do to make your job a little bit easier? Phone number's 855-90-BRANT. Would love to hear your response to this.
My name is Joy. I am an essential employee. I'm a cashier for a local grocery store. The biggest thing that I think would be helpful is grace. We're operating under new mandates from the governor. We're operating under new mandates from our corporate headquarters. We're making things up as we go along as we're adapting to these new rules. Lines are long. We know that. Not a whole lot we can do about it either. We're struggling to make things work too. Be patient with us. We're trying to extend as much grace and patience to you as well. We're just trying to make the best out of a brand new situation.
Hey, Brant. This is William. I'm actually a delivery driver for a local food delivery service. And one thing that I've seen people do that we really appreciate. Some customers will leave out a basket of little snacks or water or treats for us. And something as simple as even leaving a little note that says thank you is really appreciated by all delivery drivers.
Thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. Their phone number, if you're interested in refinancing your house or buying a house or whatever, they're awesome to talk to. Mike and Brian. Talk to Mike or Brian. They're great. Anyway, phone number is 800-804-SAVE if you're interested. Well, kids are asking for it, and they get it. If kids are like, hey, when are you doing breaking animal news? We had so much serious stuff going on.
Kids
like, what about animals?
Kids are asking.
Oh, yeah. And adults.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Senior citizens, babies, everybody's asking.
Sure. I haven't seen any of the emails, any of the social media posts. I haven't seen her name.
Yeah. Well, okay. I get telegrams. I get Morse code. Semaphore.
That's that
the flags they use on chips.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyway, okay. Check this out. You guys, I saw this. Don't come at me either. Anybody, Sherry.
What?
With that did not happen because I have evidence for it.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're on lockdown in India,
mm-hmm.
as you probably know. But somebody looked out the window, mm-hmm. and then the whole state's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. On top of one of the buildings in India is a monkey, right?
Okay.
All right, so the monkey's up there, and you're like, well, what's monkey doing up there? A lot of monkeys hanging out on tops of buildings, right? So he's looking around. But this monkey's got something different going on. He's holding onto a string. Why? He's flying a kite. There's a... You're wiping your brow and looking down,
I
but I have... It's on video,
okay,
Sherry. Fine. He's flying a kite, and it's moving around, and he's watching it fly around, and he's guiding it, flying, and then he starts reeling it all the way in, and he reels it in, and everybody's like, whoa! They're all watching this monkey up there flying a kite. So
that's your breaking animal news. That was a powerful finish there.
Thank you. So it's a true story, and I have video. If people are like, no, it didn't happen, I'm ready.
I'm saying no, it didn't happen.
Okay, cool. I'm going to show Sherry this video. Yeah. We have new nominees into the Hall of Pretty Awesome
now.
Yeah, nice. They're nominated by Nancy Weick. She dropped me a note on Facebook about these people with a link to the news story. Gallatin, Tennessee. The guy who runs the water treatment plant.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you don't think much about the water treatment plant, that's all right, but they do incredible stuff.
Yes.
It's amazing. I did a
tour. I remember
you did a tour.
Oh,
I was a changed
so
man.
Excited.
I came back. I was like, this is amazing. Oh, it's fascinating. And so important. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was worried, hey, if people get sick,
mm-hmm.
what happens to water treatment here
mm-hmm.
for everybody?
Mm.
That's not good. He said, I thought I was crazy, but I asked our staff, would anybody be willing to just live here and not leave?
Wow.
For a month.
Mm-hmm.
And he had six people take him up on it. They're just about done.
Wow.
With their tour, but they've been living on a bus
mm-hmm.
there.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone had furnished, and they've just been making it work, and they are awesome.
That's
and that
amazing.
Is that is a hard thing
yeah.
to do. So we salute you. You are now in the Hall of Pretty Awesome People at the Gallatin Water Treatment Plant. You ready for this?
Yes.
Sherry actually basically accused me of,
well,
of prevaricating or lying. Effectively in my breaking animal news.
Yeah, well, I just, maybe we're mistaken or
no.
No, you're not.
Okay, so I was mentioning this monkey. They're on lockdown in India.
Yes.
You know, like we are in mm-hmm. so many places and mm-hmm. like, they don't have much to do, but somebody did have their phone ready to record this.
Mm-hmm.
I have video of a monkey flying a kite.
Okay.
And then reeling it in.
So like, that he knows I am flying.
He knows he's
this
flying
kite.
A kite.
He knows he's
got it.
A kite.
He's looking up. Now watch this. I'm going to show you the video.
I'm looking.
Everybody's shooting. See? Everybody's watching. See? Flying a kite. He's reeling it in. He's pulling it in.
Yeah.
That's a monkey up there.
That's not a kite.
It is a kite.
Is
what
are
you,
it?
Yeah. He's pulling it in.
Well, that actually did happen. I don't know.
Shut my
did.
Laptop. Case closed.
Walk off into the sunset.
It really happened.
I stand corrected.
You doubted me.
Can you tell us what we're supposed to do with this?
Be amazed.
Okay.
Like, thank the Lord for his provision. Always. Always. It really hit me today. I didn't talk about it last week, and it happened last week. A friend of ours died. His name is Cy Rogers, and you probably haven't heard of him. Some people have. He had kind of a high profile in some circles.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably the best communicator I've ever heard in my life.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I remember just being stunned.
You could sit and listen to him for hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this unbelievable story of hurt and redemption
mm-hmm.
that was incredible. And I just got to tell you, like, so much of what I say on the show, honestly, I can kind of trace back to things I heard him say and re-say and say again and again. And one of them was, I've always got this from him. He'd always talk about how diapers teach us about life, basically, because mm-hmm. he was a granddad. And he was just like, yeah, my child doesn't have self-control yet, or my grandchild, in the way that I would like. But I'd rather have my grandson messy than not have him at all. And he said, that's the way God sees us. He'd rather have us messy than not have us at all. And just like that baby or a little kid taking first steps or something, falling over, he's not going, how could you fall? He's looking at going, oh, I see the future here. If you continue to grow, I see what can happen here. That's how God sees us. And Cy really taught me that. Yeah, I don't know if you're drinking more coffee these days or less coffee or not, but I saw this study and I had to put this on the air when I saw this study.
It must affirm.
It totally affirms
drinking
me.
Coffee, sure.
So anything that affirms me, instantly I put it on. How about this?
Uh-huh.
If you drink coffee, a 20-year-long study, out of Sweden found that coffee is good for your health and it can help you live longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, sweet.
Yeah.
But only if it's filtered. If you use a French press or fancy schmancy.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that effect.
Oh, and you don't use fancy schmancy.
I drink the coffee, and I don't do fancy stuff. This is double affirmational. So
now, did you go and look if there were any other studies that
contradict
this one?
No, and I didn't even get into the methodology here. I just accepted it face value.
Got it.
And when I saw that it double affirmed me, I almost broke into other people's show.
Uh-huh. Bro,
but I couldn't wait to actually get on the air because I so wanted to say this. Maybe you can relate to this. We were just talking about our friend Cy, who died last week. Cy Rogers is a great speaker, an extraordinary speaker, had an unbelievable life and finished so well. And I brought him up because he would say stuff like, man, that's a great way to put it. And I'm already missing that, how he would put things. But he talked about like he led this life and left a life that was so radically destructive. And there's so much involved, and I won't go into it, but people would always ask him, hey, you're going to go back to that? Isn't that ever going to, aren't you ever tempted to go back? He's like, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yeah, the old stuff can call you out of nowhere and call you back. And I want to mention this to you because as Cy was talking about, I was like, that's a lot of people. Yeah, but he said, you know what? But my eyes are open now to God. So I can also say, yeah, I want that, but you know what? I want you more. I want you more, and I'm going to be loyal to you. So yes, that stuff can come back. Don't be scared about that, though, because now you got a new loyalty. What's up? Hanging out here on Dilemma Street. Yeah, yo. Uh-huh. Bumping elbows, doing all that stuff.
Right.
What's up?
6 feet away. Social wearing distancing. Mask
and stuff. Yeah.
Dragons on your mask.
Triple dragons. Dilemma Street dragon symbol.
Sure.
This... I think young lady, I'm guessing, said, don't use my name, please, but feel free to come up with something totally lit.
Oh,
so,
dear. That's a
what's a lit
high bar.
Name? Like Susie, something like that? Susan?
You think Susan is a lit name?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Susan. Okay, sure.
Not? I don't know, what's a lit name?
This is a lit, what's lit? All right, Susie.
Anyway, Susie, she says she's out strolling on Dilemma Street in her ripped blue jeans and crimson leather jacket. With beads embroidered on the back.
Okay.
Also some black and white glow-in-the-dark high tops.
Wow.
I saw you guys feeding gangster pigeons and thought I'd ask you for some thoughts about my friend. So get this friend, and she has Asperger's, her friend.
Mm.
And so I do too. You may probably know if you've been listening for very long at all. And the letter, I won't read all of this to you. It's lengthy, it's good, but she had written a letter to her, and so she had forwarded it to me, just going, there's a lot of shame in this. I feel ashamed of myself. I feel stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm annoyed by everything I do. I feel separate.
This is the friend writing
this? Friend writing this. So, but she wanted me to talk to her friend who has Asperger's, who feels this way.
Okay.
I want to know that God is real because faith is something I'm having a hard time with right now. I feel useless. I get tired of the way I say smart alecky things.
Mm.
I want to feel emotions like everyone else is having.
Oh, wow.
So this is somebody who apparently has some faith background. And it goes on, when I ask for forgiveness, in the back of my mind, did God actually forgive me? Or am I just trying to convince myself I'm sincere and he's listening?
Hmm.
So I'm happy to talk about this a little bit. I can't step in and fix everything, obviously. And we say we're not professional counselors. I can talk about somebody who has Asperger's and struggles with this stuff, please, please, please. And I told Susie here, mm-hmm. please get my book, Blessed Are the Misfits. Yeah,
be very helpful.
I would mail it to you for free. Get it from the library. I'm not trying to sell you anything, but mm-hmm. It's written to somebody who's struggling with doubt. It's written to somebody who's on, people have Asperger's. There's a chapter about that and Jesus and why I'm so drawn to Jesus in spite of all my skepticism. And mm-hmm. I struggle with the shame thing too. I totally get it. We mentioned this on the show. We had a friend die last week named Cy Rogers, and he died of cancer. And he was just an unbelievable thinker and communicator. But I found a quote. And he said, what does faith mean? This is from Cy. Mm-hmm. We trust in and have confidence in God's character and capability. Faith says that one day my loyalty to God will be vindicated. One day I'll know the rest of the story that eludes me now. Mm. Therefore, I deliberately choose to continue to be confident in God's character and capability in spite of unjust circumstances and painful challenges that provoke me to question and doubt. Please let me read that last sentence to you again. Hmm. I had to pause there because I was thinking, he's like, one day I'll know the rest of the story. Hmm. And I'm just thinking he's just passed away.
How he knows.
He keeps, therefore, I deliberately choose to continue to be confident in God's character and capability in spite of unjust circumstances and painful challenges that provoke me to question and doubt. Hmm. I want to be loyal. I want to have confidence in God's character. And faith says that one day my loyalty to God will be vindicated. Hmm. That really nails where I am in life.
Wow.
I've kind of doubled down on this stuff. And it hurts me to see people who I know have been believers and they're kind of like, well, I'm kind of moved on. I kind of grew out of this. And I'm kind of like, yeah, you moved on with the culture. I got it. Mm-hmm. I know. But I'm kind of going the other direction. Hopefully not into legalism mm-hmm. or anything. I want to double down on grace. Mm-hmm. But I want to double down on grace because he's real. Mm-hmm. And that he's the only hope we have. And so I would just encourage your friend to, I'm going to solve all of this. And I think counseling of a professional variety is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned that faithfulcounselingonline.com.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to find a Christian counselor that you can just talk to online. But, deliberately choose to continue to be confident. Hmm. There's some point that is what faith is. And Jesus is so clear, that's going to be rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
But he keeps saying, and I've mentioned this many times, if he thought that, hey, this is going to be pretty smooth. Faith is going to be pretty easy from here on out. You'll always know God's around.
And there's no reason to reassure you over and over and over.
Over and over. I'm with you. Remember this. I'm with you always. Take heart. I've overcome the world. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Over and over. I'm coming back for you. Where I'm going, I'm preparing a place for you. And he's talking to people with sincere and deep faith problems and questions. And one of them had just lied to him, made him a promise, I'll be with you to the end. He knows he's going to betray him that night. Mm. And he turns to him. He's like, I'm preparing a place for you. Come on. This is a good deal. And I've also seen where if I'm leaning into this aspect of what faith is all about, I don't have to think about my shame so much because I'm putting all the chips on him. Mm-hmm. So I hope that makes sense. Do you have anything you want to say about this?
No, that was perfection.
I'm sorry. No, it's
not. No, it's wonderful.
Okay, well.
No, Sherry, no. Not perfection.
Maybe. Wonderful. This is really sweet. Do you care about your friend?
Yeah.
Susie. And God bless you and your friend. And the other, one last thing I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
As ashamed as I can be, I have to admit something.
Mm.
I can grow. And so can your friend. And mm-hmm. I really want to encourage her to look forward to that. And mm-hmm. it's not about forcing yourself. I have to change. I got to change. I got to change myself. I got to change. No, no, no. It's leaning into God's goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the chlorophyll or the, not the chlorophyll. That's the sugars that make the plants grow. All of that stuff
Yeah, the Bible says it is the goodness of God that draws us to repentance. So it's his goodness that makes our minds start to change.
Yeah, our minds start to change. We start to want different things.
Yeah.
And we should want different things. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage you to want different things. Mm-hmm. And this growth thing can be really good. Your life can take on less shame. Mm. And you can start to think about others more easily, and you can start to figure out how to deal with this thing, that the lack of emotion that you feel like everybody else is having, and how important is this anyway, and is God still good, and can I still take a walk and look at the birds and go, wow, what a creator. Can I still appreciate him as an artist? Can I still take a deep breath? Mm. Can I still do this? Even if I don't relate like other people, can I still have that or something else? So anyway, that's it here on there's music. On the Lemon Street. What's up?
Yeah.
That's a return to cool.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. Lit. Cool, lit. Fire.
Hope that was lit enough.
Fire. And
that was wonderful.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. If you want, it's Brant at BrantHanson.com. And I'm sorry if I talk too much.
No.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.